Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The number of charter schools in Boston is expected to jump dramatically. 15 are under consideration, and at a public hearing this week, not one person spoke out against any of them. Charter schools are publicly funded, but they're largely autonomous. They operate without teachers' unions. And while they're often praised for innovation, many are also criticized for educating only the best students. And no matter what, they usually start from scratch. That's not the case with one proposed charter, as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
There's a middle school called The Gavin. It's in South Boston. It's not the worst school in the city, but it's not the best either. Less than a third of its students scored proficient on last year's standardized testing. Next year, if everything goes as planned, the Gavin will become a charter school. Its new name will be UP Academy. UP stands for Unlocking Potential.
We have some very stylish black uniforms picked out, black polo shirts, so all of our students will be in uniforms.
Scott Given is in charge of this makeover.
We have a strict dress code, and if a student's not in uniform when they show up at our door, they don't go to class. They don't go to class until we ensure they're in proper uniform, and that's one of the types of high expectations that we have.
Other expectations include quiet hallways and good attendance. You might expect Boston school officials to resent handing the school over to Given, but no. Boston officials asked him to take over.
We want to learn from a variety of different strategies to improve our schools.
This is Superintendent Carol Johnson. Recently, she's closed or overhauled more than a dozen schools. So far, she's done this by replacing the principals and teachers.
The other way is to outsource an existing school to a group that has a track record of providing excellence and allowing them to help us do it.
Johnson promised many of the same autonomies of a normal charter school. The ability to have a longer day, work without a union, and freedom to set the curriculum. So you might think lots of charter schools would jump at the chance to prove they could fix a failing public school. But Johnson says that wasn't the case. Given was the only charter leader willing to do it. He agreed to take all of the existing students and recruit new ones from the entire universe of students. That means special ed, kids learning English, everyone. But not everyone thinks Given is keeping his word. Richard Stutman is the president of the teachers union. He says Given's group is only reaching out to kids in advanced work classes, basically the best students.
I have talked to two separate advanced work teachers who've told me that the only kids in their room who got the application to apply to UP Academy were advanced work students. Both of the classes have students in them who are not advanced work students. It's a combination class, but the kids who are coded as advanced work students, they alone got the invitation.
I asked Stutman to connect me with these teachers, but he says they fear losing their jobs and won't talk to a reporter. But if it's true that Given is trying to stack the deck, it would go against the entire mission of the school. At a hearing Tuesday night, school officials addressed Stutman's allegations. Here's Ann Waterman Roy from Boston Public Schools.
BPS gave UP Academy a list of every single fifth grade student in our system so that they could mail to every single one of them. And they did so, almost 4,000 letters in multiple languages. They've reached out to all of the Gavin Middle School's current sixth and seventh grade students by phone and mail. And we have full confidence that they are deeply committed to making sure that every student in our system knows about this opportunity.
If you visit the Gavin School and talk to the students, they clearly know what's happening. Seventh grader Aracelis Hernandez was walking home from school last week. She was wearing a button that said, "Born to party, forced to work." She's not happy about the change, but says she'll probably go to the charter because it will be too hard to find another school. Her friend, Magisel Soto, says her mom is thrilled about the change.
For me, public schools are not focused enough.
Like, yeah, they don't give you a good education.
But I think charter schools would be kind of better because they'll have you on point. And it'll have you more organized and focused.
And if you get off task, they'll tell you when to, like, get your act together and when to get on track.
So you want more discipline and more structure?
Not really. I mean, because, you know, we're, like, almost teens and we like to have fun and whatever. I mean,
I think it'll be more difficult, that's it.
School advocates say they'll be watching to make sure Up Academy doesn't push out students who struggle, and they recruit all students, not just the best ones. If this experiment does work, Boston's traditional schools stand to learn a lot about how some charters have gotten the good results they have. If it doesn't work, Boston will have to look for other ways to turn around schools. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.